is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Strike! Strike! Strike!
That's what machinists are doing at Boeing. They walked off their jobs in Washington State overnight, staging their first strike in 16 years.
I'm Heather Bosch in Seattle. Machinist union members want a 40% pay raise. They're being offered 25%. They want a pension like the one that was axed in 2014. And they say they want to be listened to. Whistleblowers told Congress they've been ignored, leading to glaring quality and safety problems.
The strike's expected to halt production of Boeing 737 MAX and 777 jets in Washington state. Job action averted at another airline.
Flight attendants at American Airlines have approved a new contract after years of negotiations and ending the union's threat of a strike. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants says that 87% of its members who voted agreed to ratify a deal negotiated with American. They haven't gotten raises since 2019. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The lights and AC are slowly coming back on in parts of Louisiana, flooded out by Wednesday's hurricane. CBS's Jared Hill.
This morning, high water still covers roads in parts of southern Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine slammed the state as a Category 2 storm. In Terrebonne Parish, streets looked like the ocean. At the storm's peak, more than 400,000 people in Louisiana had lost power. That number much lower this morning.
Outages still affecting 125,000 customers there now. Former President Donald Trump may have more to say about his decision not to take part in a second debate with Kamala Harris when he holds a news conference near L.A. today. At a rally in Tucson, he pushed his proposals to drop taxes on some wages.
I went to some economists, great ones, and I said, what do you think? They said, it would be unbelievable. You'll get a whole new workforce by doing that. No taxes on overtime.
The vice president at a rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
We are the underdog. Let's be clear about that. We are the underdog. And so we have hard work ahead of us, but we like hard work.
She'll be back in Battleground, Pennsylvania today. Concerns about the future of a top NFL player.
Hamlin hit him and two it down.
Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa had to leave last night's game against Buffalo after he collided head-on with Bills safety Damar Hamlin and hit his head hard on the turf, suffering his third concussion in 3 years. Tua undergoes more medical tests today. S&P futures are up 12. Dow futures ahead, 74. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The rescuers needed rescuing in Kenosha County. During the search operation for a missing scuba diver in Lake Michigan, the Kenosha County Dive Rescue Team's boat unexpectedly sank. That forced the evacuation of 8 crew members. The Coast Guard rescued all of them. The boat went down after what officials described a, quote, catastrophic event. The boat sank in about 65 feet of water. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine Wednesday night. The fire was first seen in a first floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department getting there. No one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Investigators do note that there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. He's listed as likely to win re-election. However, Congressman Brian Stiles' opponent went on the record yesterday to try and change that trajectory. Peter Barca held a virtual press call accusing Stiles of endangering retirees' benefits by, quote, aligning with extreme agendas and refusing to support bipartisan bills. A concerned constituent on the call expressed worry that Stiles' re-election could jeopardize retirement security. Larry Sabato's crystal ball ratings still has the first as a likely Republican win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
Currently, 66 degrees.
My girlfriend, she's a go-getter. She's a morning person. She's very productive. I'm not used to that. You know, my previous girlfriend had no ambition. And in hindsight, I didn't know how good I had it. My last girlfriend, I used to ask her, I go, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing. Well, consider it done. All right. That was the only time I ever felt like a provider in my whole life. Really. I was like, hey, if you want nothing to happen, I'm quite a catch. But we're doing well, me and the last. We're doing very well. The only thing we bicker about is food, because I think she overthinks it. Like, one night we're out, and I go, hey, let's get some Thai food. Here's my girlfriend. No, I can't have Thai food today. I had Thai food yesterday. Well, people in Thailand manage pretty well. Now she's on an organic kick. She buys everything organic. Back at the apartment, we have organic peanut butter. If you haven't had organic peanut butter, you can make it. Take your regular peanut butter and pour oil on top of it. And then somehow remove all the flavor. I don't know how to do that, but just do it. Lastly, take a $10 bill and drop that in the garbage right there. Organic peanut butter. There you go. Sun's rising, the coffee's burning, the water's
morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Friday morning with the Beach Boys serving USA. That's a good way to get started. It's 6:09 at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me. Coming up later on this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, Dick Rousseff is going to talk about our high school football game of the week tonight on WRJN. We've got the Badgers tomorrow. We've got the Brewers this afternoon. We've got the Packers on Sunday. Wow. What a weekend. What a fall weekend. It's really not even fall yet, right? We're almost there. Not quite. The temperatures still feel like it's summer. Today's sunny with a high near 77, cloudy 67 low tonight. Tomorrow's sunny, 77 the high. Sunday, sunny, highs near 81. As a matter of fact, looking out for the entire next week, sunshine and nice temperatures. There's no rain in the forecast whatsoever. Right now it's clear and 69 degrees right here at Radio Park.
When the truth is found to be.
An airplane, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you hear about this? John Bon Jovi saved a life? Yeah, he was filming a video on a bridge in Nashville, Tennessee, when he noticed a woman contemplating suicide. He was able to convince her not to jump, and he helped pull her off the ledge. Now, in case you didn't know, he also has experience speaking with individuals who are going through a crisis from hunger to homelessness. You can see the video. He actually helped this woman off the bridge and saves her life. John Bon Jovi. What a hero, huh? Hey, coming up later on this morning, I've got tickets to give away to Murder on the Orient Express, the latest production opening tonight at the Racine Theater Guild. Your tickets are for next week, though. You don't have to rush tonight. I think we have them for the 20th, a pair of tickets. We're giving those away this morning right here at WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Of the Supremes, Reflections, local news, and timeless hits at WRJM. You know, Taylor Swift is known for being good to her fans, but she never was this good. Mike Flint of Columbus, Ohio, signed up for free ZZ Top tickets for every single tour. He still gets them, too, 40 years later. Mike bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club. This was back in 1984. Cost him $100, a lot of money at the time. But would you consider that he's seen almost every single tour since then for free, and those tickets come with backstage passes? What an incredible value! You gotta think smart for the future. That's what this guy did. Hey, you hungry for some really fresh bakery? Listen up.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
What a beautiful looking morning. Looks like the sky is on fire over the lake this morning. Just gorgeous. You enjoy it with us here at WRJN.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Stills without Crosby, Nash, and Young all by himself there. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's time for Odd But True. Until 1915, it was legal to mail a baby through the U.S. Postal Service. Can you imagine even doing something, anything, close to that today? And it's been only 47 years since France executed the criminal with the guillotine. Let's put it into perspective here. France was still executing people with the guillotine when the movie Star Wars came out. That's kind of freaky, huh?
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. When you make
shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Listen for details and how you can win not only the green or the gold, but also the green and gold in our next statewide text to win contest. Starts next week right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits, where we're going to have sunshine right through the weekend. Sunny high 77 today, cloudy 67 the low tonight, sunny 77 the high tomorrow. Right now it's clear and 69 degrees right here at Radio Park with Procol Harum.
We skip the line.
Wider Shade of Prel, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, if you're looking for a career change, maybe you want to shift careers, here's a fresh option for you. A guy in Spain claims he's making good money as a professional wedding destroyer. Brides with cold feet hire him to show up and object so they don't have to go through the wedding. He says it started as a joke. He posted a silly ad offering to rescue brides from their wedding for about $550 a pop. Women actually started hiring him. Now he's booked for the end of the year. It's 6:30 at WRJN. Good morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The rescuers needed rescuing in Kenosha County. During the search operation for a missing scuba diver in Lake Michigan, the Kenosha County Dive Rescue Team's boat unexpectedly sank. That forced the evacuation of 8 crew members. The Coast Guard rescued all of them. The boat went down after what officials described a, quote, catastrophic event. The boat sank in about 65 feet of water. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine Wednesday night. The fire was first seen in a first-floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department getting there. No one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Investigators do note that there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. He's listed as likely to win re-election. However, Congressman Brian Stiles' opponent went on the record yesterday to try and change that trajectory. Peter Barca held a virtual press call accusing Stiles of endangering retirees' benefits by, quote, aligning with extreme agendas and refusing to support bipartisan bills. A concerned constituent on the call expressed worry that Stiles' re-election could jeopardize retirement security. Larry Sabato's crystal ball ratings still has the first as a likely Republican win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bears are plentiful here in Wisconsin this year, as there are over 24,000 of them. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Randy Johnson, a large carnivore specialist with the state, explains how to best prevent human-bear conflicts. And we'll have that story coming up right after this message.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Randy Johnson is here to explain how to best prevent a human-bear conflict.
If somebody has, you know, bears in the vicinity of the backyard, things like taking down bird feeders, making sure your trash is secure and put away, basically eliminating any of those food attractants goes a long, long way in preventing any kind of bear conflicts. Like I said, bears and livestock conflicts are pretty rare. And usually more dependent on the behavior of a specific bear than anything. And then, you know, the agricultural damages, that can be really variable as well. Specific to the beehives, you know, and chicken coops, things like that for that matter, oftentimes electric fences can be very effective.
If you're off hiking in the woods and come across a bear, Randy Johnson says a good rule of thumb is to remain 100 yards away if at all possible. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at your ag news right after this.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus 2 proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarba from the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. And now let's take a look at the ag news for today. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be opening a new corn maze in conjunction with their Fall Fest on September 21st. Also, California has their first confirmed bird flu cases, and Jenny Wackerhauser, a broker analyst with EverAg, says this could lessen the supplies and keep the market in an upwards direction. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
WRJN. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
Email, what a pain that ended up being. You ever that friend that writes really long emails? You open them up, you feel like you got homework. I can't read this dissertation now. I'm going to keep that as new. I never even read them half the time. I just hit reply, sounds good. Don't write back, ever. It is amazing how emails changed our lives. Though. You ever get a handwritten letter in the mail? You're like, what the hell? Has someone been kidnapped? Well, I'm not open. It's probably filled with anthrax. Emails definitely made sending regular mail a chore. You're like, what, I stuck in an envelope? Now I gotta go outside? What, am I a triathlete here? Work, 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 work. I do love how informal email is, but then when I have to write an email to a smart person, I get all tense. Great, now to be sure this is a complete sentence, I guess I'll capitalize a letter or two. That's a symptom of being lazy when you can't quite reach the shift key. They get the idea.
The original title. I know it because on my 45 RPM record of Ticket to Ride, it says from the United Artists movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. Now, after that 45 came out, they changed the movie to Help. Good idea. Eight Arms to Hold You, I don't think would have been a great title. Hey, odd but true. There are approximately 25 to 50 active serial killers in the U.S. at any given moment. The good news is that's down significantly from the 80s and 90s when there were four times that many. In 1987, there were 198 active serial killers. Now, only 25 to 50. Kind of makes you sleep the sleep of angels at night, huh? I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday the 13th. R.B. Greaves, take a letter, Maria.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real.
What a depressing song about a guy getting a divorce, huh? Second letter, Maria, R.B. Greaves, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, we have high school football tonight. Beloit Memorial at Union Grove. Pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, it's Alabama at the Badgers. Pregame, 9 a.m. Wow, breakfast with the Badgers tomorrow, huh? And on Sunday, the Colts against the Packers at Lambeau Field, 10 a.m. pregame. Again, breakfast with the Packers. We got sports covered for you all weekend long. Right here at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
Big O, Roy Orbison, 646 WRJN, local news and timeless hits on this Friday the 13th. You having breakfast right now? Well, here's the newest thing you've probably been doing wrong your entire life. You're not supposed to use a knife to cut an English muffin in half. You should be using a fork. You shouldn't use a knife because it cuts the nooks and crannies wrong and ruins your entire English muffin eating experience. It's better to use a fork or just pull the sides apart with your hands. Now, this is not secret information, by the way. The Thomas's English Muffin website clearly says do not use a knife. As a matter of fact, they even put it on their packaging. And since I have Thomas's English Muffins every day, I check the packaging. Sure enough, it's on there, which goes to show you, no one ever reads the instructions anymore. I still use a knife. It's just easier. When I do it with my hands and I break it apart, I mean, I lose half the muffin, it breaks in half and on the sides, and I don't like it. I just use a knife. Hey, it's 647 at WRJN. Coming up, we're going to be giving away tickets to Murder on the Orient Express. It starts tonight at the Racine Theater Guild. Listen up.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at RacineTheater.org. RacineTheater.org. Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. It's WRJM with local news and timeless hits. And listen for details on how you can win not only the green or the gold, but also the green and gold. What does that mean? Well, it's our next statewide text to win contest, and it starts next week. WRJM. More details coming up for you. You ever see this movie? Came out, I think, in the late 70s. With Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld. Here's CCR. Fool Stop the Rain.
Long as I remember the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't be a truly ages trying to find the sun.
weather the entire weekend for us. Right now it's sunny at 68 degrees here at Radio Park with Dusty Springfield.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
WRGN with local news and timeless hits. Question for you. If you had a free Friday night like tonight, would you be more up to spend it with someone else or your pet? A new poll asked people that question. Do you prefer people or animals? 44% said they'd rather spend their Friday nights with their animal pets. 41% said people. 15% they didn't know or they were probably afraid to answer. That's a tough question. That's you have to think about that. You want to spend tonight with your pet or a person? 7 o'clock on the noggin. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk to Dick Rosseffo about the high school football game of the week, Beloit Memorial at Union Grove. We'll air it tonight at 6:30. Dick's coming up in the next hour, about a quarter after, 20 after. Then at the bottom of the hour tomorrow, in the next hour, we're going to be talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Got a couple of new movies opening up and we're going to tell you which scary movie you can watch on this Friday the 13th from every decade starting